Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
I go immediately to Simon Constable, my good friend and colleague in the south of France, reporting for the Wall Street Journal and Barron's and other distinguished publications. We've been watching the climate, both in the south of France, paradise, compared to and contrasted with the climate in southern New England. It is cold above and below freezing for these last days, 4 inches of snow that quickly melted, the stream roaring. However, it's frosty again, and we've been dipping in and out of freezing. How is it with you, Simon? Good day to you.
Good day to you, John. Well, here it's very sunny, and it's been very sunny most days over the last week. This morning it was cold when I got up. My phone says it was 36 Fahrenheit when I got up and 59 at the height of the day. But I think my phone is lying, because when I stepped outside the door of the house, it was just barely above freezing. So not as cold as where you are, but certainly chilly and required many layers to keep warm.
Simon has traveled from his hacienda in surrounded by farmers near Albi to Toulouse, a very large city that was once Carthaginian. It was also Gallic. It was also Roman. Now it's very French, and a cathedral is nearby. It's Christmas time. It's time for shopping and having some chocolate with your coffee. There, Simon, looks to be the story of the year for commodities. Tell me about cocoa and coffee.
Very, very interesting. Both have gone up in price, but notably, cocoa prices have gone up even faster this year than Bitcoin prices. So Bitcoin is the cryptocurrency, the first cryptocurrency there was. But now we've got cocoa up at $12,093 per metric ton. And a metric ton is about 2,200 pounds. So that's a lot of money. Admittedly, you do get a lot of cocoa beans, but it means that chocolate across the board is much more expensive, or maybe it's been thinned down a bit. Coffee's up as well, and that's over a record price, and it's $3.29 per pound. You will not pay that little in your supermarket. You will pay multiple times of that, because it will have to be roasted, packaged, and delivered. But anyway, not good on either front, because you need both in life, especially in winter.
All the chocolate gourmets, I'm sure, are already aware of this price spike. I was not. However, there is a limited amount of cocoa beans in the world, and that's how you wind up with that magnificent chocolate. Now we come to Toulouse. Is a wonderful city for shopping at Christmas time, and Simon is enjoying himself. At the same time, he's reading the headlines from back home in Great Britain, where there's a new government. The Labour government has an overwhelming majority in Parliament. It can go forward with its plans, whatever they are, and its presentation is more, this is what happens, not this is what we want to happen. And yet, we come to trouble with the Prime Minister, Sir Keir Starmer. I read the headline from the Telegraph in these last hours. Humiliation for Labour as, quote, Sir Starmer and the Granny Harmers song surges in charts. Simon brings this to my attention. I'd missed it entirely. This song is banned on the BBC. I wish we were making this up. It would begin a terrific satirical novel. However, it's accurate, and it points to a decision made early on by the Chancellor of the Exchequer, Rachel Reeves, to cut the subsidy provided for elderly people for heat in wintertime. Quite fantastic to recover those days. However, that's the basis for this song. Simon, how's it doing back home?
Well, it's fast approaching the top of the charts in the UK. They do the chart readings in a slightly different way. It includes downloads from things like Apple and other music players. But let me read you the lyrics, and it really says everything. And it is about the winter fuel payments being cut for many, many pensioners. It says, excuse me, it'll be freezing this Christmas without fuel at home. It'll be freezing this Christmas while Keir Starmer is warm. It'll be cold, so cold, without fuel at home this Christmas.
10 million pensioners have been deprived of their winter fuel payment. 10 million. All of whom, I imagine, vote and probably voted Labour, for heaven's sakes. Labour is so dominant in the Parliament. Let's blame the Tories for this, Simon. If they hadn't been such bad managers of the economy and misbehaved during the pandemic, they'd still be at least close to Labour in numbers and could challenge the cutting of winter fuel payment. It's hard to imagine a decision like that being made. It really is, Simon. So we'll move
it's so bad, it's laughable. It really is shockingly bad. I don't think there's a person in the UK who thought it was a good idea, apart from maybe people in the Keir Starmer government.
Yes, the excuse was, well, it wasn't very much money. Oh, well, that I understand now. Okay, fine. Now we move to the high points and low points for you for living in the south of France in paradise as an Englishman. Let's begin with a high point, just one high point. What is it, Simon?
Well, there are so many, but I've whittled them down to getting a fantastic dog that's made a huge difference to me and my wife. She's called Juno, and she's very fun and very gentle and makes me exercise every day, which is very good for me. Makes Jenny also exercise every day. Seeing a pack of wild boar move across a field all together as they tried to avoid being attacked by cows and bulls. And they were really so cute. And that was a real beautiful moment one morning walking the dog. And we saw that happen. And they're just beautiful creatures. And then the wonderful people who came to work for us over the last year and renovating our home. Lots of people from all over the world and really nice people. We got to know them, got to understand a bit more of their culture. They got to understand a bit more about us. It was absolutely delightful. They're the really good things, the things you remember.
I remember one thing that was commonplace for you, but it was so striking. In the springtime, driving the roads in the south of France, the farm roads, and you said berries had broken out on all the fences on either side. Do I remember that correctly?
Oh, absolutely. The blackberries pop up immediately. As soon as there is warmth and sun and water, they just pop up amazingly. And I could eat them every day and give a few to the dog. And it was absolutely lovely. And you see that all around us. It is truly agricultural land, and it is very fertile. It is not a matter of if something will grow. It's how much it will grow is the question.
All right. This isn't all salesmanship. What are low points? Just two.
Well, the big one is looking back at Britain and seeing how the new government is really making life very hard for people I live next door to. And that's not really a very nice situation. And I feel bad about that. Another one at a more trivial level was my wife and I were going to make a meal for a dinner party, and we're expecting guests. And then that afternoon, the electricity cut out 8 times as it just flickered in. We had a bit of thunderstorms going through, and it was flashing on and off and on and off and on and off. And in the end, we just canceled the dinner. But really, really a little bit frustrating at that time, because that was something we'd looked forward to. But now, you know, like I said, trivial in comparison.
Now you're in Toulouse to shop for Christmas. And yeah. You're surrounded by partygoers and people who are happy and delighted to come to the end of the year. Simon Constable in the south of France will begin again in the new year, reporting the climate, the cocoa beans, and of course, Sir Keir Starmer and the Granny Harmers.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
Moro Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Chances are, you've been to the doctor recently, and you probably handed over your insurance, your ID, and even your social security number. Your doctor is just one of many places that has your personal info. And if any of them accidentally expose your details, you could be at risk for identity theft. LifeLock monitors millions of data points a second. If you become a victim, they'll fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART or go to LifeLock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.